the Consecration Service at the newly constructed National Christian Center in the Nigerian capital was an elaborate affair, lasting more than 4 hours. Priests in white and red robes congregated around the pulpit as the head of the Anglican Church of Nigeria, Peter Akinola, administered oath to 4 new bishops, including 63-year-old Martin Means of the United States. Bishop Means' consecration could change the landscape of the worldwide Anglican community as he takes charge of a new group known as the Convocation of Anglicans in North America, established by the Church of Nigeria to provide a haven for Episcopalians alienated by the U.S. Episcopal Church. More conservative parishes could leave the U.S. Episcopal Church and form new ties with the Church of Nigeria. Archbishop Akinola is already looking forward to consecrating more American bishops in the coming months.
There is no way one bishop can cope with these duties. So we've had the first one now, and hopefully in another 6 months, 1 year or so, we'll have 2-3 more, maybe 5 more, maybe 10 more. As this arises, we'll be meeting the challenges.
The Anglican Church in Nigeria, severe contact with the Episcopal Church since the consecration of Reverend Jim Robinson, an openly gay man, as Bishop of the U.S. state of New Hampshire in 2003. Since Robinson's consecration, several Episcopal dioceses have asked to leave the U.S. Episcopal Church but remain within the worldwide Anglican Communion, which has 77 million members in 164 countries. Ibrahim Yisa, who heads the Board of Trustees of the Convocation of Anglicans in North America, rejected suggestions that the Church of Nigeria could be encroaching on the U.S. Church territory.
You cannot regard those who say we are not satisfied with what you are doing as your members. And what we are doing is to preach the gospel as is taught by the Bible. It is Bible-based, and I don't think there's any problem in that direction.
The convocation could polarize further the deeply divided Episcopal Church. However, in Nigeria, the establishment of an Anglican missionary organization in the United States is seen as a huge achievement and one that calls for the drums to be rolled out for celebration. Gabriel Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.